purpose of your Walt Disney World vacation.
The top six scenic water views at Disney Springs. Hi, I'm Herb Leibacher, and welcome to episode number 112 of the World of Walt podcast, Make the Most of Your Walt Disney World Vacation, for the week of March 12th, 2017. This is the podcast for Walt Disney World fans, whether you're planning your next trip or just enjoy reliving a little bit of Disney magic. A quick announcement before we get into the episode for today. Starting this week, the World of Walt podcast is moving to an every other week format. The next episode will be for the week of March 26th, 2017. Thanks, and now on with the show. From its start way back in 1975 as the Lake Buena Vista Shopping Village, the village has been through a lot of changes. In 77, it became the Walt Disney World Village. In 89, the Disney Village Marketplace. In 97, Downtown Disney. And finally, in 2015, it became Disney Springs. And as Disney Springs, there are a lot of places where you can check out great views of the water. So today, we're going to talk about the top six scenic water views at Disney Springs. Joining me today is a former Disney Imagineer and all-around great guy, Brian Collins. Brian, welcome back.
Well, it's always great to be with you, Herb. This will be a fun one.
It is a fun one. And actually, we are in a place that almost has a view of the water. And it leads into our starter question for today, which is favorite inexpensive restaurant at Disney Springs.
Well, if you ask me, I don't know if this qualifies as a restaurant, but I'm going to say Ghirardelli Chocolates.
I mean, the way you think.
Who can come out to Disney Springs or any of its former incarnations and not go and get your free piece of chocolate and then next door and grab yourself a wonderful sundae or, you know, root beer float or whatever. So, yeah, that's my must stop when I'm out here.
That is an excellent choice, and actually I'm not sure that I can top it. And now I've...
with a cherry.
And whipped cream on top.
Yeah.
And now we've gotten free chocolate into the episode, so for everyone who counts the number of times that we get free chocolate into a World of Walt podcast, now you know.
All right.
So... I may actually have a couple ones here. I thought about using the Earl of Sandwich, and the Thanksgiving holiday sandwich is a winner in my book, one of my favorites. But the new Blaze Pizza is one of my favorite inexpensive spots.
Yeah,
$10 for a pizza you can make on your own, pick out all your own topics. That's a winner in my book.
Yeah, absolutely. And the view from the deck out there, you know, just overlooking the area, I mean, just wonderful. As a matter of fact, if you're hearing like odd noises, I'll put the disclaimer out there for you, Herb. We are actually on location at Disney Springs. We had dinner over there not too long ago, and we're sitting outside of Ghirardelli, so I guess food's on our mind. And, you know, what better way to make food more enjoyable than to have a wonderful water view like you get at Blaze Pizza, right?
Exactly right. Yep. And the volcano over at Rainforest is sort of erupting right now, so you might be hearing that in the background, too. It's either that or the noise of people enjoying ice cream. They're pretty similar noises.
Right.
So.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, this is the top six scenic water views at Disney Springs. And, Brian, you've got number one.
Okay, so number one is, I'm going to say, you know, all throughout Disney Springs, they built a whole bunch of little pathways in nice little walk areas and... there are quite a few nice little bridges that span the stream that kind of winds throughout the springs here. And I'm just going to kind of lump those all together because just about any of those little bridges will give you a wonderful scenic view of Disney Springs, something that, you know, was never here before, certainly, in any of the other earlier versions. I was kind of sad when you were going through those because I'm old enough to remember every one of those versions of where we are. But
me too.
You know, the Imagineers, I think, just did a wonderful job with the theming in the rock work and architecture and the waterways out here. So, yeah, check out, you know, when you're out here, just stop and enjoy the view from those little bridges. They're very, very nice and relaxing.
I think that's a good first choice, and they really highlight the spring that Disney Springs is named after. And I can think of at least three of those bridges. So there's one by Blaze Pizza that goes towards STK.
Right.
There's one by Sprinkles.
Right.
And I think there's one by Morimoto, if I remember right.
Right. So and I think over by Guest Services, I think there's the Guest Services building. I think there's one over by that way.
Yeah. So a lot of spots where you can step over the spring and look out at it.
Yeah.
It's pretty during the day. It really kind of has a sparkle to it.
Yeah.
And at night with the lanterns, it looks really nice then, too.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Good one. All right. Number two was over to me. You actually gave a good lead into it. So the deck outside of Blaze Pizza.
I blew your number two. I'm sorry.
It's a lead in. It's not a blow. It's a lead in. It was a foreshadow. That's what we call that in storytelling. A foreshadow. The deck outside of Blaze Pizza. So Blaze Pizza, very busy spot, kind of noisy and fun on the inside. But there is a deck on the outside that's covered and sort of protected from the sun during the day. It's nice daytime or night, and it has a nice view of the spring. It has a nice view of the new Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
So enjoying your own custom pizza and a little view of the water on the deck of Blaze Pizza, that would be my number two.
I think that's an awesome one. Maybe they'll throw us a couple free pizzas for all the free promotion we're giving them. That'd be nice.
Any free pizza from Blaze Pizza would be welcome. So just email me info@worldofwalt. I'll be happy to plug you all the time if you give me free pizza. No problem. Okay, that was number two. Number three, Brian, back over to you.
Okay, so the first one was I talked about where all the like little bridges and stuff. I'm going to talk about another wonderful water view, I think, which is on a big bridge. And anyone who's been out here, you can't miss it. It's that big bridge that connects the Rainforest Cafe to, to the T-Rex area and the Lego store. That bridge just offers you just a wonderful panoramic view of Disney Springs. And again, during the daytime, very nice. And at nighttime, I think this shopping area just really kind of shines. It really shows itself off very nicely. So, very, very nice area. Great picture spot.
I agree. It's been a great addition to Disney Springs. I think it's helped a lot with traffic, which always got kind of pinched there by the Lego store. I think it's added a new way to get from one spot to the other. And like you say, you've got great views, both looking back towards the new fountain that's in front of the World of Disney and looking out towards Paddlefish and the rest of Disney Springs. So it's a nice spot to take a stroll and to really get a great view of the shopping area.
And actually, as you come across that bridge and you head over to the Lego store, you'll find yourself by probably one of the most photographed areas in Disney, other than in theme parks. But it's that big dragon, that Lego dragon, that's inside the lake, overlooking the Lego store. So, yeah, I mean that. She's been there for a while, and it's a great photo op.
Yeah, so. You're right. Yeah, that dragon has been there for a long time.
Yeah, sure has.
Yeah, and actually we saw a new, it looked like a Lego mural today, which I had not noticed before.
Yes. I hadn't seen that before either.
Yeah, so on the opposite side of where there's the tourist family in the Lego store, there now looks to be a mural made out of Legos. It's got Mickey and Orangeburg, and some signs to different Disney parks, so pointing to Paris and Hong Kong. So, yeah, check that out next time you're around the Lego store.
Yep, absolutely.
Okay, that was number three. Number four is back over to me. I'm going to talk about a spot that's usually not too crowded, so if you're looking for a way to get away from the crowds, check out the walkway that goes directly along the water behind Bongo's. The water there is got a really great view. You have a great view of the water, and it's a fun place to see the drone show, and there's some sort of emergency going on. I hope everybody is okay. So if you're looking for a quieter spot directly on the water, behind Bongo's and the House of Blues, there's a walkway. Check that out.
I think they just saw the volcano erupting and, you know, kind of panicked there.
It took them by surprise, probably, yeah.
Yep.
So. Okay, the walkway behind Bongo's, that was number four. So number five, Brian, back over to you.
So number five, so this one you kind of have to make an effort to kind of see this view, but I'm going to go with the view of the water from inside one of those amphibious cars that you can rent next to the boathouse. They actually have these cars, and these are actual cars that were made, I think, back in the 1950s or so. And Disney has gotten some of them and restored them. And they actually drive on land, and then they have an area here where you can drive them off the dock and into the lake borders Disney Springs. And you can actually drive those amphibious cars around on the water and then drive them out of the water back up onto the dock and park them. It's very, very fun. It's just fun to watch as it is to do, I'm sure. But if you have the time and are able to do it, I recommend renting. You can pay a little bit and they'll take you out for a little spin on the lake. So, great water view.
Certainly,
unique one.
Yeah, you probably can't get a better water view than being sitting on the water, almost under the water.
Right.
So yeah, those are kind of an expensive undertaking, but I thought it would be a lot of fun. And I think you're right in that it's just as much fun to watch it as it probably is to be in it. There's always a crowd of people who are watching the cars come out of the water and flip around on the turntable. Kind of a unique thing and a signature item for the boathouse.
Yeah, yeah. I remember I tweeted a video I had of that a while ago, and it got so many unusual comments. And maybe I'll see if you guys follow me. I'll put a little plug in there at WD with me, Brian, on my Twitter feed. Maybe I'll see if I can find that video and put it back out there to check out. But it's a lot of fun.
That's a good one.
Definitely is a head turner.
Yeah, like,
what?
For sure. Not the sort of thing you see every day.
No.
Or any day, probably.
No.
Okay, good. That was number five. Number six is back over to me. So I guess there's a pattern to mine. So I have another deck-like area that's by Sprinkles Cupcakes, which also looks out over the water. So in the same way that it's hard to beat eating a pizza and sitting by the water, it's hard to beat eating a cupcake and sitting by the water. So there, it's not such a big spot, but sometimes if you're lucky, you can snag a table after getting your cupcake and enjoy the view of Disney Springs.
Yeah. You know, if you start getting free pizzas and free cupcakes, Herb, we're going to be doing a lot more podcasts together. I'm just saying.
I think that could be my complete diet for the future, is a pizza plus cupcake. And what more could you need?
A little ulterior motive going on here.
So, Sprinkles, folks, if you want to sponsor a podcast, found the one.
And, hey, I've got a webpage, too, so, you know, I'm just saying.
We'll work for
cupcakes.
Guys got
to make a living.
That's right. Okay, fun list. The top six scenic water views at Disney Springs. Number one, the bridges. Number two, the deck at Blaze Pizza. Number three, the causeway by the Lego store. Number four, the walkway behind Bongos. Number five, the cars at the boathouse. And number six, the deck behind Sprinkles. So, Brian, good list. If folks are interested in seeing what you're up to, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, like I said, I do have a Twitter feed. So the first thing I would do is say follow me on Twitter. At WD with me, Brian. That's my Twitter handle, and I always try and put tweets out there a few times a day from that Imagineering perspective. So I try and make them a little bit unique and different. Follow me on Twitter, and also just check out my website, which is WDwithme.com. And I've got some blogs and stuff on there that I think people find interesting. If they ever want a tour of the parks, I also offer a tour of the park with a former Imagineer, a Dine with a Former Imagineer experience. So you can reach out to me and be glad to hook you up with that, too.
You are a Twitter machine. I always enjoy seeing all the things that you do that come across on Twitter. And it's always a lot of fun to spend time with you. I always learn something new. So, Brian, thanks again for joining me.
Oh, it's always great to be here.
Today's Today, we head out to some of the funky background music from Disney Springs. And yes, we have made it through the list of the top six scenic water views at Disney Springs, but our conversation isn't over. You can add your comments by visiting the show notes page at worldofwalt.com/112, a page that works very nicely on your tablet, desktop, or smartphone. Check out the comments on what other people are saying and add your comments in too. I'd like to thank everyone who's been in touch with me, and I'd like to invite you to follow me on social media, facebook.com/worldofwalt and pinterest.com/worldofwalt. If you like today's podcast, I would appreciate it if you would spread the word. Tell your family and your friends about it. To wrap up for today, as always, a big thank you for spending some of your time with me. I'd also like to thank everyone who visits the worldofwalt.com site. By listening here and by visiting the site, you allow me to share the fun of Disney with you, and that is very cool. Thank you so much for being a part of it. So until next time, my friend, may God bless you.
So there's a great big beautiful tomorrow, shining at the end of every day.